Welcome to SMR's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week's most popular post on sportsmedres.org discussed a recent randomized clinical trial that found that a rehabilitation program that uses hip and trunk strengthening with verbal feedback and proper instruction during rehab provided greater pain reduction, improved strength, and improved squatting mechanics compared with a standard rehabilitation program that was focused on quadriceps strengthening. Patellofemoral pain syndrome is a common knee pathology that is often challenging for clinicians because there are many contributing factors. Clinicians have started to focus on proximal strengthening for patients with patellofemoral pain syndrome, but there's limited evidence about whether these programs influence lower extremity biomechanics. If these programs improve lower extremity biomechanics, then it may help explain how proximal strengthening programs influence pain and suggest that these programs may modify an important risk factor for patellofemoral pain syndrome. Therefore, Baldwin and colleagues compared two rehabilitation programs among female individuals with patellofemoral pain syndrome to assess changes in pain, lower extremity functional scale, global rating change, single leg triple hop distance, muscle strength, muscle endurance, and single leg squat kinematics. The authors randomized 31 females with patellofemoral pain syndrome into 2 8-week treatment groups. The first was a standard rehabilitation program that focused on quadriceps strengthening, and the second was a functional stabilization program which included hip and trunk strengthening exercises as well as verbal cues during lower extremity and trunk movements. Both groups improved pain immediately after the intervention and at 3-month follow-up compared with prior to treatment. However, those in the functional stabilization program had greater improvements in pain. Both groups also had improvements in the lower extremity functional scale score immediately following the intervention and at 3-month follow-up. More participants in the functional stabilization group perceived themselves as moderately better at the end of the intervention, compared with participants in the standard rehabilitation program. Those in the functional stabilization group also had better hopping distance, trunk endurance, and eccentric hip abductor and knee flexor strength. Individuals in the functional stabilization group also had improved biomechanics during a single leg squat immediately after the intervention. For example, increased hip flexion and decreased ipsilateral trunk inclination, contralateral pelvis depression, hip adduction, and knee abduction. These findings show the value of using a functional stabilization program compared with just quadriceps strengthening programs for individuals with patellofemoral pain syndrome. The authors demonstrated that the functional stabilization program and not the standard rehabilitation program influenced a participant's single leg squat biomechanics. Patients with patellofemoral pain syndrome performed functional tasks with more hip adduction, knee adduction, and ipsilateral trunk inclination, which may place more pressure on the lateral patellofemoral joint. Since the functional stabilization program modified these mechanics, it might indicate that trunk and gluteus medius strengthening with proper verbal cues can modify movement patterns and minimize pain and stress placed on the patellofemoral joint. What is unclear from this study is which component of the stabilization program is beneficial for improving biomechanical assessment. Could it be the gluteus medius strengthening, trunk strengthening, verbal cues during exercise, or a combination of the three? Future research needs to continue to examine the functional deficits in the patellofemoral pain syndrome population, find the most effective components for a rehabilitation program, and find how we can individualize programs. Overall, this study supports the use of functional stabilization programs over standard rehabilitation programs because it provided greater pain relief and improved biomechanics, which may decrease the high levels of recurrent rates for individuals experiencing patellofemoral pain syndrome. This past week, we also had two other posts on sportsmedres.org. That's RES smr.org. The first post discussed a meta-analysis that found that patients who underwent rotator cuff repair had improved function and reduced pain, regardless of the structural integrity of the repair. Patients with an intact repair have greater strength than those with re-tears. The second post described a study that found that athletic training students who are involved in clinical experiences report the highest levels of frustration when they experience a lack of respect from coaches, athletes, and their preceptors. They also experience frustration trying to balance their clinical experience with other obligations. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. For example, this past week, our social media post included a study that demonstrated that 1 in 5 young individuals exhibit EKG patterns that may be pathologic patterns. These authors noted that these findings have implications on the feasibility and cost-effectiveness of nationwide screening programs for cardiovascular disease in young non-athletes and athletes alike based on current guidelines. So remember to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.